Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much. Hope you're getting ready to take in the bands of the beach tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's continuing. And the reason I bring this up is because the band tomorrow is, ready for this, Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
That is something. Honestly, I look at bands on the beach, bands on the beach performers,
right.
How you do like minor league baseball teams. They've got the most unique names.
I love it.
It's awesome.
Okay, so the Earthquake and Moondogs on stage tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. The curtain will rise on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Bring your beach chair and blankets. Your pets and glass are not invited. Keep them at home. Okay, let's do the top three stories that you really need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Not that Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs weren't popular, but they were not one of our top three stories this hour. Santa Rosa County revenues continue to pace downward, with a majority of all line item revenue generators delivering less this year than last year. County officials report this fiscal year, money managers could potentially be forced to borrow from reserve funds to balance the county's approximately $120 million general fund budget.
And the National Hurricane Center is watching a stalled front over the Gulf that is expected to bring tropical downpours to central Florida in a few days. NHC forecasters say the pattern is unsettled because of the area of low pressure that has stalled over the northeastern Gulf. NHC is giving it a low chance of development, about 20% in the next 7 days.
And we heard Jack Cohen talking about that from the National Weather Service in Mobile a couple of hours ago. We had him on as a guest, and he was basically saying it's too early. Just need to wait and see, but they're saying it will track south of the Pensacola coastline. And like you said, moving into central Florida. They don't need any more down in central Florida. Not that we need it, but they certainly don't need it as well. Here's your third story this hour. New Florida law taking effect tomorrow mandates all high school student athletes take an electric cardiogram, or EKG, before they can compete on any school sports teams. The Second Chance Act is the first of its kind. Florida is the first and only state to require high school student athletes to get at least one EKG in their high school sports career.
All right, just about 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Very happy to report that there's not really anything holding you up. You know, of course, we always ask that you be extra careful on wet roads and such, but it looks like you've all done very well with that. Please continue to do so. Speaking of the wetness, there is going to be an 80% chance of rainfall tonight. Tonight's low is 73 at 77 degrees right now. We are going to see these hefty rainfall chances bleed into your Tuesday and Wednesday. Highs are going to be sitting at 86 tomorrow and creeping up to 90 for your Wednesday.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I want to throw this in here. More than 100 new Florida laws going into effect at midnight tonight. Natalie Rodriguez has some of the big ones.
Among the most talked about, the Sunshine State becoming the second state in the country after Utah to prohibit fluoride in public water systems. There'll be increased penalties for aggravated animal cruelty and a public online database of convicted animal abusers through Dexter's Law, while Trooper's Law makes it a felony to restrain or abandon a dog during natural disasters or evacuations. And another new law bars projects like golf courses, pickleball courts, or hotels from being built inside state parks. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
And here's something wholesome for you. Thousands of dollars were raised over the weekend for the Ronald McDonald House. It was thanks to this year's Firecracker 5K in downtown Pensacola. There were 703 runners, and the event raised $55,000.
You know, I always like to do that run. It's a real good one. They manage it very well. 700 runners, very respectable for that race. Christopher Stanton Jr. of Pensacola is going to spend over 97 months in a federal prison after a judge today sentenced him for multiple drug trafficking crimes. Law enforcement found Stanton in his West Bar Street home with marijuana, cocaine, loaded firearms, and ammunition, all with three children under 10 living in that house.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
And Governor Ron DeSantis signing the state's $115 billion budget, calling it a win for fiscal responsibility. He was speaking at a news conference earlier today in the Villages in Sumter County, and he highlighted that the new budget is smaller than last year's. He added that signing the budget underscores the fact that Florida is the best fiscally managed state in the U.S.
A lot of reaction to the Democratic candidate for New York City mayor saying, "I don't think we should have billionaires," in a recent interview. Okay, Teresa Crowley has an explanation.
The mayor of Boca Raton, Florida, making a naked play for New Yorkers to come on down, saying his beach city is already getting inquiries from New York tech and finance industries. Mayor Scott Singer says, "We're ready to show you a better quality of life." And New York candidate Mamdani almost making the case for him on NBC.
"We live in the most expensive city in the United States of America. It's also the wealthiest city in the wealthiest country in the history of the world. And yet one in four New Yorkers are living in poverty."
While Mamdani vows to raise corporate and income taxes and property taxes, Boca has no income or corporate taxes. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a suspect is facing charges for illegally poaching butterflies in South Florida. Florida Fish and Wildlife officials say the person was caught with 10 butterflies in their possession at a state park in Monroe County. Now, officials say the act may seem harmless, but it is illegal and harmful to protected ecosystems. Authorities say poaching threatens endangered species and disrupts delicate habitats, and they credit public tips and federal support for helping resolve the case.
I cannot wait to provide coverage on this tomorrow. President Trump will attend the official opening of the new immigrant detention center in the Florida Everglades. Of course, you know it's called Alligator Alcatraz. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt speaks with reporters and details the plan.
The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight.
Yeah, environmental groups filed a federal lawsuit to stop the construction of the detention center for undocumented immigrants in the Everglades, citing threats to sensitive ecosystems. They claim that the state is violating the National Environmental Policy Act, but Governor Ron DeSantis defended the project, saying it will be temporary and says that environmental concerns are being used as a pretext against immigration enforcement.
619 News Radio 92.3, a Florida man has been arrested by Capitol Police after allegedly causing a disruption in the Senate gallery during debate of President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. Deborah Valentine has more.
Sergeant of Arms will restore order in the galley.
Capitol Police say a disruption in the Senate gallery Sunday evening led Capitol Police to arrest a Florida man. He's identified as Alan D. Rogers. Police say the man is charged with unlawful conduct. Capitol Police say Rogers was taken into custody after he refused lawful police orders to stop the disruption. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Bastille Day at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, Ferragosto Celebration, and Great Southern Weekly Promos. All Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food. reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. President Trump looking to ramp up energy production with a new executive order. Here's Madison Allworth.
It seems that his plan is a package of executive actions to increase power generation for artificial intelligence in the U.S. The move will likely include opening up federal land to tech companies for data centers that are needed to train AI models, also speeding up the approval process for permitting projects and ultimately those grid connections. The president is pointing to China as the reason behind this move. Not only are we in this AI arms race with our adversary, but they outproduce the U.S. in electricity, thanks in part to the size of their population. That is why the president says that he is instructing EPA Chief Lee Zeldin to approve grid permitting projects fast so that we can keep up with China's pace.
All right, 624 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon, and Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending the month and quarter higher, with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs on trade optimism after Canada scrapped its digital tax on U.S. firms. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said that the U.S. will resume trade talks with its northern neighbor. Shares of the country's biggest banks, like JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Wells Fargo, among others, rose after the results of the Fed's annual stress test indicated that the largest U.S. lenders were well-positioned to withstand a severe economic downturn. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Amazon, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 275 points. The NASDAQ up 96. S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.
Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, they're clear. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. Keeps you safe and makes my job easier. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 73 tonight. We are going to have some pretty heavy rainfall chances bleeding into your Tuesday. Tonight's chances are 80. They're going to hit 90 during the first half of your Tuesday. And they're going to stay at a pretty good percentage chance until around Thursday. That's when they'll start to dissipate. But over that course of time, we're going to see the highs creep back up. Thursday's high is going to be 93. Friday, Independence Day, that high is going to be 94.
See, they've dropped the percentages of rain on Friday to only 20%.
Yes.
Which means forget about it. It's not going to rain.
Most likely.
You're going to have a nice 4th of July. Okay, trade negotiations with Canada will resume immediately, according to National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett. After Canada backed off from a digital services tax, boy, they found out this one quickly. Edward Lawrence at the White House with the details.
President Trump called that tax a blatant and direct attack on this country.
We'll look at how a country treats us,
Are they good? Are they not so good?
So on Canada, White House spokesperson telling me President Trump has once again leveraged the power of the American economy, the best and biggest in the world, to deliver a victory for American industries and workers. Canadian foreign minister saying that both Prime Minister Carney and President Donald Trump agreed to come to a more comprehensive trade agreement by July 21st, a further hint that maybe the July 9th reciprocal tariff snapback might not be set in stone for everyone.
And two firefighters are dead and another injured after an ambush-style attack in Idaho. Authorities said the suspect, identified as 20-year-old Wes Rowley, set a brush fire near Coeur d'Alene and started shooting at them when they arrived to fight it. They located the shooter's cell phone signal, which led them to finding Rowley's body with a gun nearby.
This will be interesting, and we're going to follow it for you on News Radio 92.3. President Trump traveling to Florida tomorrow for the opening of the new migrant detention center. Jared Halpern is at the White House, has more for us.
Dubbed the Alligator Alcatraz, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump will visit the 5,000-bed detention center in the Florida Everglades.
There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
Levitt calls the facility an efficient and low-cost way to carry out the largest mass deportation program in U.S. history. Environmental groups are opposed and filed a lawsuit arguing the detention site will disrupt and threaten the Everglades ecosystem. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Harvard says it strongly disagrees with the Trump administration's claims that it violated federal civil rights law. The Joint Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism sent a letter to Harvard saying it found the school in violent violation of the Civil Rights Act. ABC News reports a Harvard letter in response says the school has taken significant strides to combat bigotry, hate, and bias, but Trump has already frozen more than $2 billion in grants to Harvard, threatened to rescind their tax-exempt status, and gone after the university's ability to enroll foreign students.
And President Trump said there's a lot more where we're holding back on that one. So he's just getting in, Harvard's getting in deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's costing them a lot of bucks. Travel expected to hit a record high during the upcoming holiday weekend. Madison Scarpino is at Atlanta with the latest.
The 4th of July is on Friday, but we are expecting both the roads and the skies to be very busy. More than 60 million people will drive somewhere to the holiday, according to AAA. That's the highest volume on record. And TSA is preparing to screen more than 18 million travelers. Nationwide, delays and cancellations, not too bad, but a whole different story over the last few days. Severe thunderstorms Friday, forcing a complete evacuation of the air traffic control tower here in Atlanta. This causing massive delays and cancellations nationwide that lasted for days.
Happy World Social Media Day. I know you've been celebrating all day. You were telling
my
me.
My generation, every day is social media day.
Okay, by the way, the day was founded by tech media company Mashable back in 2010 to recognize the fast-growing power of technology. CJ Papa has more.
It's a monster. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, plus influencers, and now doom scrolling, the act of compulsively and excessively consuming negative news, mostly through social media and online media sources.
This summer, kids naturally will have more of an opportunity to have uninterrupted screen time, and parents will naturally be looking for ways to unplug their kids and allow them to have that summer experience that they did growing up.
Texas Policy Foundation tech analyst Grayson Gee talking to Fox.
Screen time is appropriately limited as the parent sees fit. And then also use the tools that are built into the platforms like Snapchat and Instagram and otherwise to limit that screen time. Get your kid outside.
CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in 5 minutes, we'll take a look at some sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. The man charged in the savage murders of four University of Idaho college students has agreed to plead guilty to all counts. Brian Kohberger would be spared the death penalty under the deal. The case captivated the nation after the four students were discovered stabbed to death in their college rental house in November 2022. Fox's Jeff Paul has more.
Kohberger came into the picture after investigators received hundreds of tips, one of them being a particular car that had been seen at that house through security camera footage. Eventually, their investigation led them to Brian Kohberger, a 28-year-old criminology student at Washington State University.
The Facebook page of the family of one of the victims, Casey Gonzalez, posted, "We are beyond furious at the state of Idaho. They have failed us." This has been a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds, now featuring cotton dinners and sandwiches. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Curbside service is now available, as well as third-party delivery with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with them. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people, because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
It's no longer true. You're seeing some slick covenantal dude. I'm begging you, please don't talk to strangers, baby. Don't.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Santa Rosa County revenues continue to pace downward, with a majority of all line item revenue generators delivering less this year than last year. County officials report this fiscal year, money managers could potentially be forced to borrow from reserve funds to balance the county's approximately $120 million general fund budget.
Well, the National Hurricane Center is watching a stalled front over the Gulf that is expected to bring tropical downpours to central Florida in a few days. NHC forecasters say the pattern is unsettled because of the area of low pressure that is stalled over the northeastern Gulf. NHC has given it a low chance of development, 20%, in the next 7 days.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon, a new Florida law taking effect tomorrow mandates all high school student athletes take an electrocardiogram, or EKG, before they can compete on school sports teams. The Second Chance Act is the first of its kind because Florida is the first and only state to require high school student athletes to get at least one EKG in their high school sports career.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, let's see, getting things started here with Bay Scallop season opening tomorrow along Florida's Gulf Coast. Recreational harvesters can collect up to 2 gallons of whole scallops or 1 pint of meat per person daily, with vessel limits also in place. Scallops must be harvested by hand or dip net, and a Florida saltwater fishing license is required unless exempt. The season runs through September 24th.
All right, there's been another incident of debris being thrown at a moving vehicle on the road. This latest case was in Okaloosa County on Bill Parkway in Fort Walton Beach. A girl reportedly had a rock thrown at her vehicle from an overpass.
She saw him pick something up and then look right at her and throw it right at her windshield. And she said her thoughts were, I know he's not about to throw something at my car. Like, is he really going to throw something at my car? And sure enough, he threw it at her car.
Oh, my goodness. How ridiculous.
Yeah, the mother, while the baby's is urging people to be aware of their surroundings as they drive, as they well should be.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
3 strikeouts in the inning, 5 of the first 6. And Tarek Skubal now has 6 strikeouts in his first 7 hitters.
What a Sunday night baseball game for Detroit Tigers starting pitcher Tarek Skubal on ESPN.
He's gone another strikeout for Tarek the Great here tonight. 7 in the game and 6 in a row. Tarek Skubal, 8 strikeouts. In 3 innings, he's got a dozen strikeouts. So he's after his 13th strikeout. And there it is, called strike 3.
On ESPN, Tarek Skubal, the American League Cy Young Award winner last season, last night became the first Tigers pitcher in 95 years to win a 10th straight decision. Skubal allowed only 1 hit through 7 innings against the Twins, finished with 13 strikeouts. The Tigers, who were tied with the reigning World Series champion Dodgers for the best record of the major leagues, scored a 3-0 win over the Athletics. Skubal, the first Tigers pitcher since 1930 to win 10 straight decisions. Over his last 15 starts, Skubal has a record of 10-0 with a 1.74 earned run average. Golf, Rocket Classic in Detroit not decided until the 5th playoff hole. 20-year-old Aldrich Potgieter scored his first PGA Tour victory with an 18-foot birdie putt. Soccer, Inter Miami out of the Club World Cup. Shut out Sunday by Paris Saint-Germain 4-0. No more teams from Major League Soccer left in the Club World Cup. Quarterfinals of the Gold Cup, the United States men's national team scored a 4-3 win in a shootout over Costa Rica. Next, the U.S. will play Guatemala Wednesday. WNBA Angel Reese became the first player in league history with 15 or more rebounds in 4 straight games. Reese had 16 rebounds to go with 24 points Sunday in the Chicago Sky's 92-85 win over the Los Angeles Sparks. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Fax.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Pac-12 Conference was one football-playing member short of the 8 needed to maintain its status as an FBS league. That is, until now, the league is set to fill this vacancy by adding Texas State, which has approved a $5 million buyout from the Sun Belt Conference. The move comes just before the SBC was set to double its buyout fee to $10 million.
Okay, the Los Angeles Chargers head coach, Jim Harbaugh, has been added to a lawsuit against a former assistant coach under him at U of M. Finn has more for us.
Harbaugh was the head coach at the University of Michigan when one of his offensive coordinators, Matt Weiss, allegedly hacked intimate photos of female students. Harbaugh claims he knew nothing about it, but now Harbaugh, who is currently the head coach at the LA Chargers, is named in new court documents that allege Harbaugh created an environment that allowed for the devious hack. Matthew Weiss, a former assistant coach under Harbaugh for the University of Michigan between 2021 and 23, has been indicted on dozens of federal charges for allegedly hacking into hundreds of student email accounts, primarily females, and downloading explicit photos. He's pled not guilty.
And EA Sports bringing back its college basketball video game. Of course, it was a big deal last year when they brought back their college football video game for the first time in what? I don't know. 11, 12 years. Well, the company on Monday posted a teaser that said, bring the madness, let's run it back. The last installment came out in 2009 with Oklahoma Sooner Blake Griffin on the cover.
All right, WNBA looking to expand. Some interesting news this afternoon. Here's Jared Max.
28 years since the WNBA opened play with 8 teams in its league, the Women's National Basketball Association now has 13 teams and is growing again. While the 13th franchise was added this season, the Golden State Valkyries, In the next 5 years, the WNBA will expand to add five more teams. Next year, two new teams will join the league, the Toronto Tempo and a team in Portland, Oregon, yet to be named. Three more cities will join the mix in the WNBA in the coming years to play in Philadelphia, Detroit, and Cleveland. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
The DOJ saying they've conducted the largest coordinated health care fraud takedown in history. Jessica Rosenthal is on the story.
The head of the Department of Justice's criminal division, Matthew Galeotti, says many of the crimes were committed by sophisticated transnational organizations, including one group operating out of Russia.
That strategically bought dozens of medical supply companies in the United States and submitted more than $10 billion in fraudulent health care claims to Medicare.
Dr. Mehmet Oz is the director of the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services.
CMS is probably the largest target of all, responsible for about $1.7 trillion of disbursements. So it's a big target on our side.
More than 320 people face charges, including nearly 100 doctors, nurses, and other medically licensed professionals. They're accused of stealing more than $14 billion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And as the summer temperatures rise, health experts are warning parents and caretakers about the risks of heat stroke to children left inside hot vehicles. Kids in Car Safety, which collects data on hot car deaths, says already this year, 9 children have died after being left alone in cars in several states, Florida being one of them, 5 of those deaths being just in June. Last year, at least 39 children died after being left in hot cars.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Here's what you need to know about a nationwide recall of a popular lunch meat. CJ Papa has more.
There's no baloney about the Class 3 recall of about 144,000 pounds of ready-to-eat bologna. Sold under a variety of names and labels, it's being removed from store shelves around the nation. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service said Geyser European Style Provisions, Inc. is recalling the bologna products due to misbranding. The agency said the products contain undeclared meat or poultry source materials. The items were distributed nationwide to wholesale and retail locations. The ready-to-eat bologna items were produced this year between March 20th and June 20th and should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase, stated the agency. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the FDA is requiring two common COVID-19 vaccines to update their warning labels. New information on two rare heart side effects, inflammation of the heart muscle and inflammation of the thin sac surrounding the heart, will need to be included on the labels. The updated warnings will now feature information on how the conditions have been seen most commonly among boys age 12 and older and young men as old as 24.
The cause of death of Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson has been revealed. Michelle Polino is on News Radio 92.3.
The cause of death of Beach Boys icon Brian Wilson has been revealed. According to a death certificate obtained by TMZ, Wilson died from respiratory arrest, a condition where the heart continues to beat, but the lungs stop functioning, cutting off oxygen to the body. The document also lists sepsis and inflammation of the bladder as contributing factors, along with a neurodegenerative disorder and chronic kidney disease. Wilson, who was 82 years old, co-founded the Beach Boys and led the group through a revolution in pop music. His songwriting ranged from sunny anthems like Surfin' USA and California Girls to the deeply introspective In My Room and God Only Knows. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
I sure am. Thank you very much, sir. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there, and please continue to do so, especially with the roads being wet and with there being rainfall chances for tonight and over the course of the next couple days. We've got 80% chances of rainfall this evening. It's going to be 90% in the first half of your Tuesday, 60% first half of your Wednesday. But as the days come after that, we are going to see the rainfall chances dwindle even more, but the highs are going to get even higher. Today, we're sitting at around 77 degrees, low of 73. But come Friday, Independence Day, it's going to be a high of 94.
July 4th travel heating up this week. Here's Robert Ray from New Orleans.
Over 72 million people will hit the roadways and the air in the coming days leading up to Independence Day Friday. Now, if you're going to hit the roadways, you got to get ready for a lot of snarling traffic. Over 62 million folks will go over 50 miles. And if you're going to an airport, well, over 5 million people are expected to fly. And there are storms out there. The southeast expected to have a lot of rain and thunderstorms all over from Atlanta to Miami, all the way across into New Orleans. So regardless of where you're headed this 4th of July week, be safe and get ready. And as we say, pack your patience. In New Orleans, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks rose today as increasing trade hopes among investors placed Wall Street to close out a stunning month with even more record highs. The Dow gaining 275 points, the S&P 500 added 31, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained nearly 100 points. Canada has walked back its digital services tax in anticipation of a mutually beneficial comprehensive trade agreement with the United States. The announcement was made last night, one day before the first tax payments were due. Home Depot's SRS distribution unit is buying GMS, a building products distributor, for about $4.3 billion. Home Depot is trying to attract more sales from contractors and other home professionals. The deal is expected to close in early 2026. Crude oil futures for August are currently down slightly. They're sitting just around $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
President Trump is lifting sanctions on Syria after the fall of the Assad regime. Jared Halpern is at the White House, has more for us.
An executive order signed by President Trump terminates a sanctions program on Syria following the ouster of former President Bashar al-Assad.
This is in an effort to promote and support the country's path to stability and peace.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says sanctions will remain in place on Assad, members of his regime, drug traffickers, human rights abusers, ISIS, and Iranian proxies. During a trip to the Middle East in May, President Trump met with Syrian President Ahmad al-Sharaa, who is leading the country's transitional government after opposition forces overthrew the Assad regime. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And NASA's live programming will begin streaming on Netflix this summer. According to a news release, viewers can watch rocket launches, spacewalks, and views of Earth from space on Netflix as part of NASA's efforts to reach a global audience. NASA did not disclose financial details of the deal. However, the agency has noted that the content will remain free and ad-free on the NASA app and website, where it already has live programming.
And if you're looking for the fitting room, it's no longer down the aisle. It's in your smartphone. Here's Eben Brown.
Google Shopping has a feature allowing you to upload a photo of yourself for it to create an image of you wearing the clothing you were considering buying from a website. Now Google announces Doppel, an app that will go a little further. Any outfit you find, even in the real world, Doppel can generate for you to virtually try on. Google's blog describes certain scenarios, such as finding an outfit at a thrift store or even one a friend happens to be wearing. Take a photo, upload it to Doppel, and then see how it looks on you, not just in a still photo, but in an AI-generated video of yourself. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And researchers at the Mayo Clinic have developed an AI tool that helps ID brain activity patterns tied to 9 types of dementia. The tool, State Viewer, helped researchers find a dementia type in 88% of cases using a single scan. The AI tool also helped clinicians interpret scans twice as fast with 3 times more accuracy. Researchers trained and tested the AI on over 3,600 scans, including images from patients with dementia and people with cognitive impairment.
It's going to probably come as no surprise, but I'll tell you about it anyway. Prices on Amazon rising for products made in China. Here's Jenny Casola.
A study of goods sold on Amazon that are made in China finds prices have been rising faster than overall inflation. Research firm Dataweave did the study for Reuters. It analyzed 1,400 different products clearly marked as made in China. It found prices up 2.6% from January to mid-June. It appears the spike occurred in June and suggests tariffs are having an impact on prices. The goods rising at the fastest rate included school and office supplies, home furnishings, cookware, and electronic items such as printers and shredders, though hundreds of prices remained unchanged. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And the Justice Department is appealing a federal judge's ruling to block President Trump's executive order against a law firm, Perkins Coie. It would become an appeals court's first chance to weigh punitive orders against law firms targeted by Trump. The Trump administration has argued that it's within the president's discretion to decide whom to trust with the nation's secrets. However, a U.S. district judge deemed the order unlawful in May, and some of the targeted law firms have opted to avoid fighting back by striking deals with the administration or simply remaining silent.
Well, things are back to normal after cyber attack at a major food distributor. Jenny Casola's back with more.
United Natural Foods says its systems are back up after it was hacked earlier this month. It supplies Whole Foods and many other grocers. The attack was detected June 5th. The company based in Providence, Rhode Island, says in a regulatory filing that the costs of its investigation and for restoring operations will impact its earnings. The hacking cut into sales over several days, and some store shelves were empty as Whole Foods and other customers were not able to place orders through their systems. Also, truck drivers and warehouse employees were working shorter shifts or were told to stay home. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines out of the way for you, along with one final check of the roads and weather as we ease you into this damp Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's the history of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions tomorrow at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
No more smiles, tears you inside. Love, you're running on your excuses. All your thoughts keep flying around.
6:55. Heads up, Pensacola. Thank golly, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very
much. What's happening?
Well, let's see what we got. Luckily, luckily not a lot, Chris.
That's good.
Yeah, roads are looking very clear. Thank you so much for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, sitting at around 77 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. The rainfall chances, while it may not be coming down too hard, if at all right now, it is going to really ramp up this evening, potentially 80% chance of showers. That is only going to increase for the first half of your Tuesday, 90% during your Tuesday tomorrow. But as we get into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to see those rainfall chances dissipate as the weather creeps back up with the highs. By the end of the week, your high is going to be looking at around 94 degrees on Independence Day Friday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, before we do this, are you telling me that maybe, just maybe, the Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs concert could be in jeopardy?
That's a big maybe.
Tuesday evening?
It's a big maybe, but yes, it is very possible.
Okay. I don't like that.
Me neither.
I'm ready for Johnny and the Moondogs.
Just when I applauded him on their name.
There you go.
My goodness.
Fans of the movie Grease got a thrill when John Travolta strolled out on stage. They went nuts. Here's Donya J. Powers.
John Travolta thrilled Grease fans by reviving his Danny Zuko character this weekend at a Hollywood Bowl sing-along of the movie. In a video he posted on Instagram, he swaggered on stage with his leather jacket and jeans and joined some of his fellow Grease castmates, including Michael Tucci, Didi Khan, Kelly Ward, and Barry Pearl, making a couple of movie references before getting some crowd participation.
Are you guys ready to do Up a Little Bit Together?
Yeah.
On three?
Yeah.
One, two.
Travolta said no one knew about his surprise, not even the cast. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
In 3 years after slapping Chris Rock on the Oscars stage, Will Smith still has some things to say. The actor and rapper was recently featured on the UK radio show Fire in the Booth. He delivered a freestyle rap, throwing jabs at the incident from 2022. His bars call out people disrespecting others on stage, and he's talked about the slap incident in other contexts, rapping about his chances of getting nominated for another Oscar in the song You Lookin' For Me.
A Hollywood icon, I'll go ahead and tell you, Dick Van Dyke, has canceled a festival appearance due to his health concerns. Here's Tanya J. Powers.
Hollywood legend Dick Van Dyke was forced to drop out of a public appearance over the weekend for health reasons. Van Dyke, who is 99, was supposed to take the stage at Vandy Camp, his comedy event and fan gathering, but his wife, Arlene Silver, told the Saturday crowd that it was, quote, not a good day for the Mary Poppins star. The event is described as a celebration featuring Van Dyke, Silver, and their musical group, the Vantastics. It was streamed online, and Silver told the crowd that Van Dyke would be tuning in from home, urging fans to tell him what he means to them. Last year, he made history by becoming the oldest Daytime Emmys Award winner ever for a guest performance on Days of Our Lives. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Project Hail Mary is being released. The film stars Ryan Gosling as a former teacher turned astronaut that's on a dangerous space mission to help save humanity. Project Hail Mary will be hitting theaters March 20th.
Looking to travel this 4th of July weekend? You're not alone. Millions of folks planning to travel for the holiday. Madison Scarpino, she's in the Hartsfield Atlanta International Airport this afternoon, filing this story for us.
We all know the 4th is coming up. It lands on a Friday this year, so officials are expecting tens of millions of people to travel. And AAA says that that busy period began yesterday. More than 60 million people will drive somewhere for the holiday. And TSA is preparing to screen more than 18 million flyers. Severe thunderstorms Friday forcing a complete evacuation of the air traffic control tower, causing massive delays and cancellations. And unfortunately, over the next few days, there is a possibility for a tropical system in the south. So unfortunately, a possibility for more flight disruptions as well.
Yeah, probably. Authorities in the UK are investigating the rap punk music duo Bob Villain after they led a crowd into chanting Free Palestine and Death to the IDF at a British, British music festival.
Good Lord.
Here's the latest from Tammy Bruce.
The State Department has revoked the U.S. visas for the members of the Bob Villain band in light of their hateful tirade at Glastonbury, including leading the crowd in death chants. Foreigners who glorify violence and hatred are not welcome visitors to our country.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it's pretty well cut and dry on that one, you know. Travel delays could potentially be on the way as FDOT will engage in a $7.2 million resurfacing project. This is on the 110 freeway, the 10 freeway, and onto Highway 98. The project is scheduled for completion. That should happen in early 2026. Hope you have a great night tonight. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3. We'll be back 4 o'clock tomorrow. See you then.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.